The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
A couple of little knowledge nuggets for you.
Nuggets.
Some nugs.
Yeah, I realize reading through. Not quite knowledge bombs.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
We can't play that. Yeah. They're just little knowledge nuggets.
All right.
Victoria's Secret, when they started,
mm-hmm.
I think this is kind of funny. On their catalogs, they were based out of London, England.
Yeah.
And the address was London, England.
Okay.
That was fake.
Yeah. Oh, they knew, though.
Just to sound fancier.
Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret, based out of London, England.
London, England.
We're actually based out of Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, my God. That's as far away from London as you can get.
Yeah.
Could have changed their whole business. Wouldn't have been successful if they would have been like, Columbus, Ohio.
We are from Columbus, Ohio.
Where the sexiest women are from.
Oh, my God. That would change it up for sure. It was smart for them to
right
do that.
Out of Columbus.
Oh, my God. I've never felt sexier. Go Bucks.
The secret's in the song.
The ladies of the Midwest present Victoria's Secret.
That's it really sounds smart, fancy, though.
Yeah.
You know, more, you know,
London,
prestigious. Yeah. London.
But it turned out it was a fake address.
Wow.
Like, if you replied to it or you sent catalogs back, it wouldn't. There was no address that existed.
Wow.
Like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that was all just a scam. And
if I ever start any business, it's always going to be out of London.
Yeah. No matter what it is.
It does. It sounds
someone
fancier.
Would be like, Andy, I loved your stuff. I sent you $1 million to your London address.
No, God, no, not my London address.
Yeah.
I don't get to that often.
I can't wait for you to get it.
Oh, God. Why'd I do that?
I can't wait for you to get it.
Film your reaction when you open it.
I will now try. Oh,
I can't.
You have your like lug nut business out of London.
Andy's lug nuts.
I make mufflers. London,
more fancy ones. Andy's high-end British mufflers.
We make mufflers up there.
So Jaworski crystals all over those things.
Yeah, we crystal them up, you know. Fancy schmancy.
Oh, very nice.
And how long have you been in London, England, then?
Yeah, 100 years.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Long time.
500 years.
Celebrating a century.
Like 500 years. 1695.
Making mufflers?
Yeah, we made mufflers in the 1600s. We kind of rolled it out early.
We weren't sure what they were doing yet.
Yeah. I mean, we were building something back in those days.
Something real.
The London Greens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It does sound more prestigious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Right? Than Columbus, Ohio.
But, you know, it's crazy because whenever it's coming up on Valentine's Day or anything like that and you're on Facebook, you start getting bombarded by these, you know, lingerie stores that expect that you have someone you're going to buy lingerie for, even as a guy. And you'll see, it's like, okay, this one is some, it's out of London. But you never really know because it's just an internet-based thing
half
the time.
You have to, like, research it. Look it up.
Okay. Have a website or whatever, but that doesn't mean it's
Sandy's.
Forging mufflers since 1692 here at Green Beans Old School London Muffler House. Come on down.
Ye old mufflers?
Yeah. We're right there by that bridge they always show. At London Bridge.
With the clock?
Yeah, with the clock there, Benny.
Yeah, the old Ben. Large Ben. You know, we've been there making mufflers for the queens and all that.
Really? The queen uses her mufflers.
1692? All of her cars. Every car she's had since 1692.
Back then, there were mufflers to carriages and things.
Oh, sure, because there were no cars.
Horses was loud. We started off making the little bags for horse crap.
Oh, okay.
And that was in 1692 where we evolved into mufflers.
Sure. Yeah.
Things were crazy
you
back
just
then.
You've been under vehicles since the 1600s.
Yeah, we never got any kind of lordships.
Oh. Haven't been knighted?
Yeah, we never got knighted, none of that. But kept the old address. Got a P.O. box here in case you need to reach me.
Okay, well, good to know.
Green Beans,
you're not,
fancy
you're not
London.
In Ohio, huh? You're
just... No, definitely not in Ohio. Why would I be there, Lise?
I don't know. I thought I saw an Ohio State shirt or something.
Oh, you did. Yeah, yeah. I'm caught. We got three offices. We're also in Milan. We're in Shanghai. We're
Milan.
Over here in Tokyo. We got a couple offices in Tokyo.
And Ohio.
And Ohio.
And Ohio.
And then that one in Ohio. Findlay, Ohio.
Gorgeous Findlay, Ohio.
Yeah.
Those Fugan Italians coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. What amazing things started happening in some kitchens in Italy? Let's get to that.
Those Fugan Italians.
Italian villagers must have thought some divinity was at play when they turned on their taps and wine poured out instead of water.
Oh!
That's crazy.
Wine poured from the plumbing of people's homes in a small village near Modena, Italy. Quickly realizing that was actually wine from the local winery, they began bottling as much of it as they could possibly.
Get the bottles! Oh, my God!
They got tons of bottles just lying around.
Imagine it was gross.
Yeah, like...
Because you think it'd be mixed with water.
Yeah.
That's
right.
And
it's free booze, though.
Seep in there.
It's free booze.
Probably some old...
Later turned out to be a technical fault at a nearby winery. We've heard of this happening before, actually. A defective silo was leaking wine into the local water supply, which was then finding its way into people's homes. Wine has a higher pressure than water in pipes, though, which enabled it to come through quickly into the homes.
Huh.
It was quickly identified, and later that day, technicians were able to get things back to normal. They issued an apology on Facebook. Some residents say that they enjoyed a nice bottle of rosé at lunch and dinner that night on them.
I don't know if wine plus water equals rosé.
Oh, I don't know.
Wouldn't it blow your mind to open up the tap and it's wine's coming out?
Lise, if I turn the tap on and red liquid started pouring out, I instantly think it's demons.
Yeah.
Like my brain's going somewhere else.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Not thinking vino.
It's The Shining.
I'm like... Like it's, you know, all the God jokes finally caught up to me.
It's a hallucination.
Yeah. Oh, here I go. I'm being taken.
Yeah. You wouldn't give it a taste? You'd assume
no,
it was.
No, I'm not tasting it. There's no way. I'm like, oh, look, it's coming out red. Hey, it's not bad.
It's not blood.
You just assume it's blood.
I would.
It's the blood of Satan.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Dave and Chuck the Freak's Pervert of the Day.
Listen, we've covered upskirt photos since upskirt photos, I believe, were invented.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is a first. If we've talked about this, I do not recall.
It's definitely not a first, by the way.
For us to talk about church upskirts?
Yeah, but I think the church upskirts have been happening for...
Have they?
Yeah, I think at least a couple of my buddies had pictures taken up
there. Oh, stop. I knew you were going to go there, you dirty bastard.
I wasn't the dirty bastard.
Well, sure, yeah.
The priests that got transferred were.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
They did.
Just when I thought this couldn't get creepier, Chuck made it creepier. This guy from Genesee County, Michigan, accused of taking videos and photos up the skirts of several women in a church. Here he is. His mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. 23-year-old Trevor Stafford of Thetford Township charged with two counts of capturing and distributing image of an unclothed person. The charges stem from two women who were identified on his phone. Those images were captured at a church in the Davison, Michigan area. I guess he was using a smartphone to take video while the smartphone was pointed up the skirts of the women. So what, were they bent over at the pews, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, how bent over are you?
I guess you'd have to be really... I guess if you're kneeling...
And the girl's standing singing?
Something like that. You can maybe do something. Yeah, I don't know. Someone's punching their mics
today. I don't know what's happening.
Why is that?
Yeah. We're all hitting our mics.
Don't think we got to be easy with this.
I know. They'll break in 1.5 seconds.
Yeah. We don't need that to happen.
No.
So his ex-wife, I guess, even though the dude's 23, found a memory card on his computer and turned it over to state police.
Well, she knew stuff was up.
Yeah. She did. And I guess they found out that then he, at any large public store or place, he'd been shooting up skirts too. These incidents, they found out, have been dating back at least a couple of years. Now, his attorney says he's looking forward to taking every opportunity to demonstrate his innocence.
I don't know. Memory card really botches that old plan.
Sure does. He's requested that any conclusions about this man be reserved until he's challenged any and all allegations against him.
Well, sure. That's what a lawyer says, though. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's been released after posting a $6,000 bond at a court appearance yesterday for probable cause.
Well, it is one of those things, I guess, like some people get dressed up to go to church, right? So you're in your Sunday best, which I'm assuming for some ladies would be a dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, most ladies, I believe, wear like dress or skirt to church.
Yeah, formal.
So,
and pervs are there, you know.
Yeah,
wouldn't think, but I guess so.
You wouldn't. I think that'd be the one place. Well, besides that factor.
No, I just think there's a lot of like pervs,
repressed pervs
that are like, you know, I'll make up for the perviness of my nature by making sure I'm going to church all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's one place, though, you think women could let their guard down,
it's church.
Right? No. Just, I guess nowhere. There's nowhere they can. Besides your own house.
You got to protect your bits at all times.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I went to church, there's so many old people.
Yeah, it's all old people.
It's all usually old people.
Yeah. Maybe he's into old bits.
Well, you never know what kind of church he's going to.
Some of those, like, some of them like, have like big, you know, younger men, like...
Yeah, they have rock bands.
Yeah, they're playing the rock and roll.
Yeah.
Someone says, who goes to church without underwear? Well, they're not saying the ladies weren't wearing underwear.
I mean, it did make it seem like they had no clothes on.
It did. It said an unclothed person. But that doesn't mean they didn't have underwear on.
I think that maybe just showing someone's underwear is unclothed.
Yeah. State of undress.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a freak.
Wonder if you can find any good church upskirts.
No, Chuck, I'm not looking church upskirts on this computer.
Please don't put that on my Google.
Yes, please.
All our phones just heard that anyway, so now they think they're
going to exactly.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get upskirt church porn.
Yep.
Believe it or not, hi, Mark?
Yes, this is Mark.
Mark, you lived with this guy?
Yes, I lived with the guy, dude. And I just found out 2 days ago myself.
So,
on Facebook.
How long ago did you live with him?
Roughly about 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, so recently. Did you have a lady with you at some times in the house?
Yes, I did.
Do you think that you maybe should look into whether or not he got some pictures of her?
You know, it kind of was a little funny because, you know, there was a couple times when we were, you know, obviously me and her doing our business in the bedroom. And we would cover up, and he would come in and sit right down on the bed. So, I mean, to us, there was some red flags going
on. Wait, hold on. Back up for just a second.
They would bang on the bed.
While you were banging, he would come into the room and sit on the bed?
No.
When we were done
after that part.
Oh, okay.
we wouldn't let him in there, no.
Get out of here.
Go on, get.
There's something going on there.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah. Mark, I would not be surprised if you and your lady were on tape.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I probably wouldn't be surprised myself.
Yeah, dude. So besides the sitting on the bed just after you had sexual intercourse, any other signs looking back? Because it always happens that way. You don't really think about it, but looking back, you go, well, he did do this. What else?
I mean, he seemed like he was kind of an off kind of guy. He was always going to, he always said he was going to raves and all this, and... And actually, my old lady had warned him before we kicked him out. You know, like, she warned her, like, look it, he's not doing, you know, he's out with other women and da-da-da and all that stuff. And then come to find out, she posted it on Facebook, his ex-wife. You know, I mean, they just got married, not even... I think they were married for maybe a couple of months.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird to be a raven Christian.
Raven upstart Christian.
Coke on Saturday and on Sunday.
Oh my God. Body of Christ on Sunday.
This guy's like, really? Bro beats no bum.
Take me in the
dog. Yeah, you know, I'd have sex with my old lady and sit on the bed.
What can you do? You hate to see it.
We do appreciate your upbeat attitude about it, Mark. It's kind of nice. It's refreshing. Why did that relationship in terms of him living with you guys end?
He wasn't paying the bills. Mm. And then, you know, I sold him my phone at the time that I wasn't using. And he was trying to be all sneaky about moving out and just take a little bit at a time. And the one day I confronted him about it, and I said, you know what? You ain't getting the rest of your stuff out of the bedroom unless you give me my phone back. And then he was like, oh, no, I need a phone.
Yeah, because he's got to take upskirts.
Yeah.
Dude, is that phone? Thank God that phone's not in your name or anything, because that's going to be the phone he used.
Yeah, an accessory.
Yeah, I would say that is the phone he used. But it was completely wiped when I got it, so...
But the only kind of pervy signs you got from him living with you was coming in after sex. Other than that, there was no other signs that he was a
pervert? Yeah, not really that, like, not blatantly, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
None that I seen, but, you know, I work. I get up, leave my house 3 a.m., sometimes don't get home till 6. So who knows what the old lady didn't say, you know, he did a little bit of this, he did a little bit of that, I can't say for sure.
I would do just a quick sweep for any possible cameras.
He probably was too low tech for that, but just to be safe,
just maybe look around.
Not a bad idea.
You never know.
I might have to look into getting somebody to come sweep my house for me.
Listen, the guy who was your roommate has been arrested for allegedly taking videos and photos of people without their knowledge. You may just want to be safe about the whole thing.
Yeah, I was wondering where that teddy bear came from. No,
he's got some jokes on
him. I'm positive. I was wondering why he's always staring at me.
Mark, you're a good dude. Thanks a lot for listening, and thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, no problem. Long time listener. So
thanks,
appreciate it.
I love you guys in the morning. Thank you, guys.
Bye bye. It's just crazy when I lived with a roommate who was a girl and she had a boyfriend. I can't even ever even imagine
like
just
when after they had
you
sex.
Know you know stuff has happened and then I just open the door. I'm like, hey, waka waka, you know, like sit down on the bed. Something's wrong with
something
me.
Absolutely.
Something's really wrong.
You were my roommate, Chuck, and Amber and I just banged. And you came in.
What's
up to you?
No way. Chuck, get the hell out of here.
You know?
Definitely a red flag. He was
that guy's so nice, though.
Time.
He's like, he's just a weird guy.
Mark's pretty upbeat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's like, I probably got my wiener on camera.
Yeah, I work.
Yeah.
I'm too busy working. You want my wiener? I guess you gotta see it.
I get up early. I can't be sweeping for pervs.
He's doing cocaine on Saturday nights and church on Sundays.
Yep.
That is, that's wild that he's into raves, and he's the weirdest dude ever.
He was married for 2 months.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of problems.
Yeah.
About to have a lot more.
Oh, he's got a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
luckily that
he's no longer
his
roommate.
Yeah.
You know, when you're like taking upskirts and they catch you, that's a tough charge to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that charge will follow you.
You get on the sex offender.
You probably go on the sex offender list.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Those are some bad charges he's facing. But luckily, it'd be even more awkward if he was still his roommate, right?
Yeah.
Then you'd have to kick the pervert out.
Oh, that sucks.
Messy.
Be thankful that he's already gone.
You just gotta, I couldn't imagine getting a roommate now. I'd just be so suspicious.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's another one, though. You're going for a nice night out with your lady at the Texas Day Brazil.
Very nice.
That's the one with the meats.
All you can eat meat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Red or green? It's always green.
You're in Cheektowaga, New York.
All right.
Ooh, beautiful.
Buffalo's anus.
Wow.
And whoa. Then you shoot your lady in the leg.
Oh.
You got me. By mistake.
Bad night out. Here's the story from WVIB-TV.
All of the police officers are now gone, but crime scene tape still surrounds the entrance to the Texas Day Brazil restaurant. There are some workers cleaning the front entrance. And over here, the shades are now closed to the restaurant when earlier we were able to see what was going on there. According to Cheektowaga police, around 6 o'clock tonight, 19-year-old Anthony Ciccarelli of Tonawanda was reaching into his pants pocket to pay for the dining bill when he accidentally fired the pistol that was in his pocket. That pistol struck his girlfriend in the upper leg. According to police, the couple rushed out of the restaurant to try and receive medical care, but pulled over a short time later in a plaza parking lot at Walden Avenue and Galleria Drive to call for medical assistance. Police then arrived, put a tourniquet around the girl's leg, and took her to ECMC where she is expected to recover. Police have charged Ciccarelli with reckless endangerment as well as criminal possession of a weapon. As for here at Texas Day Brazil, it has been closed since that happened. Again, workers are continuing to clean the front entrance, and crime scene tape remains around the entrance here with no cars left. No word on if the restaurant will be open tomorrow.
No, you're damn right.
Of course it will be. Of course it will be.
It's fine if there's blood stains. I want the meat.
I don't care about blood. A little bit of blood never hurt anybody.
Unlimited meat. Of course I'll be here.
Oh my God, you'll pay the ultimate price, right? If they stay together.
You can't shoot your lady.
You can't. If you shoot your lady.
It's hard to.
You'll have to do everything.
She will bring that up every time you fight for the rest of your life.
Yep.
It's like that time you shot me in the leg and I almost bled out.
Oh, come on, that was 15 years ago.
Yeah, well, I'll never forget.
It was 15 years ago. It was an accident.
I'll never forget that day. It was right around the time of coronavirus. Right before everybody died.
You know, it's one of those things that, I mean, of course, accidental, but you just will regret it forever.
Yeah.
If you make it.
It's just wild to me how people have guns on them.
Yeah.
Most people do.
No, I mean, I understand having guns on you. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But they just have them in their pockets. They have them shoved in their pants. Like,
it's easy to be
spend
safe,
11 like. Bucks and get yourself a holster.
Yeah. A holster, you know? Like for the inside of a jacket or something.
Know, something.
I guess you got to have it displayed, right? I don't know the laws.
I don't know the laws either.
But I just know there's a safety on every
gun.
But
you're not allowed to carry a weapon that way, right? Because he's charged with criminal possession of a weapon.
Well, like is New
he
York?
Must not have been licensed.
He must have been licensed.
Isn't there gun laws in New York that are a lot different? Or is it just New York City where you like go to jail for a massive amount of time for having a gun?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you don't have a license. But I mean,
Like, my dad has always been a gun enthusiast, and it's, like, super easy to keep the safety. Like, gun safety is...
Some guns don't have a safety.
Yeah.
Like, I was reading up on some guns.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, that there are some guns that are, it's like, nope, they don't want a safety on that gun because it's like no, handgun? When I want it, I don't want to, when I pull it out, it's go time. I don't want it to be like, oh, shoot, I had the safety on and he got two shots off and I didn't. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know much about it.
This is a little dark sided, but can we ask if people have accidentally injured their lady?
It was an accident, Dave.
Because if I accidentally stabbed Amber or something, man, I'd feel bad.
Accidentally injured your lady.
Mm-hmm.
I'd feel super bad.
I don't know.
Could go dark.
It could. Let's put it out there. Just the little tester. Let's put our toe in the water here for a second.
Doesn't feel good.
Did you accidentally injure your lady? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free.
Don't like it.
I don't think I'm going in.
1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. Chuck's worried, but we'll see. Not quite this, but Josh had a different comment. Hey, Josh.
Hey, as a responsible gun owner, I just wanted to point out that this guy is not only an idiot for not having his gun in a holster, but he's also not even old enough to legally own a firearm, which is why he got charged with criminal possession.
So he's like some 19, kind of, he just thinks he's cool, got a gun somehow.
Yeah,
Jesus, what, he's just an idiot.
He was cool. This area is a little, it's not rough, but he probably thought he was a little gangster. Probably threw a pistol in his pocket that he wasn't legally supposed to have, and probably never even held a gun before and accidentally shot somebody.
Yeah. So. Well, Dave did call it Buffalo's anus.
Yes. Cheektowaga. Exactly. Right above Lackawanna and Tonawanda. Cheektowaga.
Yeah,
absolutely. I've been to all the Wannas.
Oh,
Wannas.
None of them were great.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I literally have memories of being, 5, 6, my dad showing me safeties on guns.
Mm-hmm.
Adam,
that's crazy.
Adam, how did you accidentally injure your lady?
I was working on my bumper on my truck, and she was holding a flashlight, and I slipped, and I got her in the face with it.
Oh.
You stabbed her in the face with a screwdriver?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Scarred for life. Jeez.
Where in the face?
Just above her left eye.
Wow, did it. How's she doing?
You didn't poke her eye out.
Yeah.
We both thought she was going blind for real.
Oh my God! But is she okay now?
My goodness.
Did it recover okay?
Yeah. No scar. No nothing.
Oh you're super lucky, and you're still together.
Absolutely, we got married after that.
Oh yeah.
Oh nice.
Oh, sealed the deal.
Yeah. Once it goes either way, right? I think you either you break up pretty soon, or you're like, oh my God, I got to marry this girl. Yeah. I got to tie her down. I stabbed her in the face.
Yeah. I mean that's it. I broke it. I bought
pretty
it.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's the you broke it, you bought it rule.
Stabbed her in her brain. So she's mine now. I got to deal with that.
I don't want to buy it, but I had to.
I really got it good. I had some oil down. It was a comedy of errors. But put a screwdriver in her brain accidentally, and that's my lady.
I'm telling you, please. One big misunderstanding here.
Let's go next to, let's go Krista. Hi, Krista.
Yes.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm good.
You were the one that was accidentally injured by your guy. How did it happen?
Well, we used to work in a factory together. Now, mind you, I was 6 months pregnant at the time. And we were working on a machine together, and he closed my hand in the machine and completely exploded my thumb.
Oh, my God.
Oh God.
And you somehow decided to get with that guy?
No, we split up a couple months later. My son is 15 months old, and he split when he was like 4 months old. But we stayed together because I was already pregnant.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, broke you by it kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sad story.
But it was one of those, that day was, I said some of the nastiest stuff I've ever said to another human being.
Oh, I'm sure. When they explode your thumb, if someone explodes your thumb, I would call you.
Is it back in action?
Yeah, what's how?
Because an exploded thumb sounds.
Well, my buddy got his finger caught in a machine one time, and it exploded his finger. And there was no...
Putting it back together.
No.
But he wasn't 6 months pregnant.
Right. I hope he wasn't.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so a few texts coming in here. Accidentally smacked my lady in the face with a golf club playing golf. Mm. We're still together. Thankfully, she never brings it up. But she knows.
Probably doesn't remember.
But she, oh my gosh.
What? Who are you?
You know, you hit someone in the head with a golf club. It's it's out usually.
Right, it erases someone.
Oh!
Got her.
Someone said, my ex-husband accidentally broke my hand in two places with a pillow when we were playing around.
How does a pillow break your hand?
Like a pillow fight, and then, you know, you and bring you the thunder with a
he knocked her across the arm.
Tempur-Pedic, and you
that would
shatter
damage.
Someone's arm.
Oh, God, this guy.
Only injured my wife once. First time she wasn't prepared for the side. You need to get that guy. Morgan's in Boston.
He waits for these topics.
But this is a little flip of it here, because you accidentally injured your guy.
Yeah, so we were drunk, and we had just gotten back from getting McDonald's with our friends, and we were all joking around and everything, and I have a little knife on my keychain, so he kept walking towards me, and I was like, yo, back up, I'll stab you, and me being drunk, him being drunk, wasn't really paying attention, and he kept walking forward, I lunged, and I, like, stabbed him in the forearm. A good 4-inch, like, cut.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow. How did that work out after that?
I ended up crying. I felt terrible. I went to CVS, and I got butterfly stitches, bandages, like, 3 bags of different candy.
There you go. Yeah, she felt like quite a horrible person.
Yeah. CVS
did that.
I tell you, I got a 4-inch gash in my arm. I'm not happy. Candy's not going to do much.
Candy.
I'll be like, what do you got there?
Werther's soft.
Definitely
Werther's?
Won't do it.
I'm going to eat it, but I'm still pissed.
Hold on.
What else you got?
Werther's caramel corn.
All right, you're melting my heart a little bit now, fella.
You know, I'm just realizing Amber just did this. She didn't like fatally wound me. Just last night, we were joking around in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, whatever. And
trying to get some.
She was like, back off. And she had Windex. She was pretending to spray Windex at me.
She did it?
She did actually fire the trigger, like, right in my face.
Oh, exactly. That's the only thing that was going to keep you up.
Like, they got a chemical.
Keep your paws
here.
To yourself.
It was one. It didn't. I mean, only one little drop got in my
eye.
No,
means no, Dave.
It was a joke, Chuck.
Dave got maced.
Basic. I'm like, did you really spray me? She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Get her hand off the trigger, lady.
Yeah.
Well, any of those bottles, I mean, you just pull on that thing just a tiny bit. It'll spritz something.
It's like a cobra spit, too. Yeah. Someone's, if you got it set to the right thing, it'll be like,
Now, Tim, you almost killed your wife.
Yeah. She just had thyroid surgery, and so I was walking around the house, and she came around the corner, and I accidentally karate chopped her in the throat. So I not only knocked the wind out of her and choked her so she couldn't breathe because it was right in the jugular, but it also opened up the wound and she started bleeding.
Oh, my God, dude!
I killed my wife.
Wound. That's the worst!
Did you just walk around like karate chop and
Austin
stuff?
Powers?
I mean, sometimes you got to do karate in the kitchen. You know?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right. I think this was more dark side.
Yeah, no. Stop it.
That's a crazy move.
Stop tried it. To get her.
Chopped her. Doc, help her. I chopped her.
I feel bad now.
Judo chop.
Here's a couple more that came in through text talking about accidentally injuring your lady because a guy reached into his pocket to pay for the bill at Texas to Brazil. And he accidentally shot his girlfriend in the leg. This person said, had my chick on the back of my motorcycle, took off from a stoplight, and she fell right off the back. She almost got ran over by a truck behind us.
Oh, my God.
Ended up with a bruised tailbone.
That's when, like, the hot motorcycle ride, you know, turns really bad.
Super
right.
bad.
Yeah.
Took a when whole you almost tight. Fly off the back and you're tight. Almost hit by a semi.
You got to hold on.
Hold on tight.
Yeah.
Someone said, I accidentally knocked out the tooth of my now wife. One of our first dates, I took her to a baseball game. Well, I smoothly went to put my arm around her as she went to take a drink of water. My elbow hit the water bottle. Mm. Out popped her tooth.
Oh my God! It's a loose
tooth. A water bottle.
It's a loose tooth.
Whenever I drink like a glass beer or like any sort of glass, and I'm around people, I get an extra fear about
like
that.
They're gonna knock.
Somebody's gonna elbow me. And be like, and then I'm gonna be like, what? I'm gonna be like Larry David.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Now Paul learned the hard way not to fake MMA fight with his wife because it went bad, right, Paul, in Tampa?
Yes, sir.
What happened?
She tried to tap out and you didn't let her.
I'm a huge MMA fan, so so I was teaching her stuff that I know, and at the time, my buddy's in the room and goes, hey, I got $2 on the girl. I'm like, all right, bet, so I'm going to go hardcore. And I went to put her in a triangle choke, which she fought off. So I go to switch to an arm bar, but when I bring my foot over her head, the sole of my foot smacks her dead in the nose.
Out.
Blood leaks everywhere.
Ooh.
I check on her. I'm like, babe, are you okay? Are you okay? She nods. I'm like, all right, cool. And I turn to my buddy. I'm like, yo, give me my money.
Oh, my God. Oh. Did her nose break?
No, just leaked a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Okay, just leaked.
It's a wild relationship. MMA fighting.
I just love how he gets me an arm bar.
That's not my ideal.
I was going to say, that's not Lisa's great night.
Yeah.
Well, I think they fight all over the place.
I
bet they fight all the time. Like that. I bet they fight all the time.
Sure.
So I had her into half guard.
Yeah. We started having sex.
And then I plowed her.
You know, she was able to escape a triangle choke.
Once her nose stopped bleeding, you know, we had sex.
So she's a special girl.
Rachel's in Boston. Hi, Rachel.
How's it going, eh?
How's she going, eh? Did you accidentally injure someone?
Well, actually, no. My girlfriend at the time, we were making out at a park. You know, we were on a date. And she felt an ant or a bug crawl down her neck, and she whacked her head into my nose so hard, it almost broke my nose, and blood started going down my face.
Oh,
trying to kill an ant on her neck? She headbutted you?
Yeah, something weird. It was like a jerk reaction.
Yeah, just like a creepy heebie-jeebies.
And like freaked out. It was wild.
Got you good.
Ouch. Yeah, you watch.
Yeah.
You be careful kissing those lesbians. Thanks for calling
in. That's true.
Taking a headbutt to the nose has got to be one of the worst things.
Horrible.
Yeah. You smash your nose up.
Oh, that's my uncle that fought all the time.
That was his move.
He said to me, he was like, you know, ever. Like someone's, he's like, you'll take a guy right out of it.
Doesn't that hurt?
It could kill you.
Doesn't it hurt you?
No, it doesn't hurt you.
Really?
No. This is like the hardest part of your whole body.
That's nuts.
Yeah,
I always saw
this
in movies.
This is just jelly.
Your nose.
This
is cartilage. Right?
They can't even rebuild it, really.
Yeah. Someone said I fell asleep with my college girlfriend.
Snap on noses.
I remember having a dream about fighting ninjas. I was kicking ass.
Yeah.
And a ninja came up behind me, and I did that back fist punch.
Yep.
Well, I felt something connect for real. Instantly wake up, look to my right, see my girlfriend clutching her bloody nose.
Oh.
Sorry.
That sucks. Mm. I was kicking ninjas' asses.
You know I love fighting ninjas in my dreams.
Like I said, I accidentally power bombed my wife when coming down from the standing position during relations.
Relations. The standing.
So he was up.
He was going to flip her down.
Yeah. She was maybe up, and legs up, and then he
pile-drived her. Yeah.
He said accidentally.
Accidentally pile-drived her.
What happened to him. He said, my wife went to unzip my pants for some midday fun. I wasn't wearing any underwear. She caught me in the zipper and tore me straight down 6 inches.
Jesus Christ.
I always wear underwear now.
I know, right?
So wrong.
When a midday BJ turns into the emergency room.
Poor guy.
I haven't heard a better reason to wear underwear in my entire life. Yeah, that is brutal.
No. I always looked at the zipper of a pair of jeans.
Why is it?
Like barbed wire.
Me too.
It's like an alligator.
Very careful with that.
Sure it is. Susan's in Boston. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking about accidentally injuring your partner.
Yep. So many years ago, my ex-boyfriend and I were having sex on an old, cheap pressboard coffee table. And during the session, the top of the coffee table fell down through, and the nails holding the sides up
ripped across my shoulder blades, and I needed to go to the emergency room and get 10 stitches.
Jeez. Wow, always bang on sturdy things.
Yeah, like you couldn't do it like IKEA furniture or whatever.
Yeah, I know. You know, I've assessed, like an engineer, I've assessed things like, I don't think we should be having sex on that. No, that's not going to make
it. I weigh a lot. If I'm barreling down on a lady, I feel like I've had nightmares where I'm like broke through a couch and I've been impaled through the middle.
Right. That's not good.
No.
You know, I worry about things like that.
And you should. That proves the reason why you should.
I'm in a bed these days.
Yeah. Take it to the room.
Yeah, let's go to the octagon.
Jeff's up next. Jeff, how did you accidentally injure your lady?
I want to say it.
I know you did.
Prepare the pig.
Prepare that pig.
Preparing the pig, sir.
Ooh, delicious.
Oh, it tastes good.
Oh, my goodness. Like an apple in its mouth.
Fire's ready.
What do you think, Jeff?
All right, so I dropped a motorcycle on her. I have this. I'm too cheap to buy one of those like motorcycle lifts or whatever. So I built one out of wood. It was about 4 feet tall, I had a wood ramp going up to it. I'm pushing it up the ramp, and I just had her come and help me just like hold it on the other side.
Just hold it. Yep.
And just hold it. So it walked. The front wheel walked off. Mm-hmm. It's a Harley. It's about 950 pounds. Wheel walked off, and the peg like landed on like the weight of the whole bike off the ramp from like 3.5 feet tall. And the peg like landed on her upper thigh and like pushed her to the ground, and it was terrible. Like it was like a huge dent in her thigh, and the whole leg bruised up.
Maybe buy a real bike stand, you cheap bastard. How about that, Jeff?
I've never to this day asked her to help me with anything again. I could drag it up.
You get crushed her Wizard of Oz style under a motorcycle with just her feet sticking out. you can't ask her for help.
Her leg was bent. She had a dent in her leg. No girl wants a leg dent.
No. My God.
You know?
Come on.
That's upsetting to a lady. I hear.
They love their legs, you know?
Yeah, sure. Dent them.
I dropped a huge motorcycle on you.
I was just a cheap ass bastard.
Because I can't build a thing myself.
Oh, real bad.
It was rickety.
Jeff, you caught your lady's head on fire?
Oh. Yeah, kind of. We're back in high school. I was like 14, and she had a perm back in the day, a full hairspray. Her layers are super high, right? And I forgot about it. And we're in this little pizza shack, and she said, ask me if I had a light. So I gave her a light, forgetting about my lighter, and then when I went to light it, her hair went whoosh. The whole place stunk like burnt hair. It was awful.
Were you able to like pat it out? It was okay. How did the hair look?
It was like a singed poodle.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
A singed poodle.
It was good. We still kept dating after a while, but she wouldn't let me live it down.
Oh, no, you can't.
The 80s. Dangerous time.
So much hairspray.
People's hairs were just filled with chemicals.
Oh my God.
Incredibly flammable. Someone said, I sent my girlfriend flying off a speedboat after making a sudden fast turn. She was thankfully fine after that.
She really flew out of there.
That's logical. Oh, you've seen videos like that online, right?
There's like the real famous one where the guy gets away.
Horrible, but I watch that video on repeat sometimes.
Very funny.
Because the music's playing.
When you know everybody lived, it becomes funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
It's
not
funny.
Not as funny.
A little bit funny.
Someone said, fooling around with my girl in the shower. Slippery, soapy. I accidentally jabber her in the back door. She fainted immediately. She was too slippery to save. She crashed down into the sink, tore down the whole shower curtain, broke the toilet paper holder. I carried her into the bedroom. She was unresponsive for like 2 minutes.
Might as well finish.
Came to, had no idea what happened. Luckily, just a couple of bruises, but I felt terrible.
You imagine having to explain it? You don't know what happened?
I jabbed you in your and it was over from there. You slipped and fell.
You broke everything.
Everything in the
broke everything.
Our bathroom is destroyed. Because
a little slip.
What you could do. I almost got you right in
Right. What a wow. What a reaction, huh?
Pass like right
instant
out.
Faint.
Pass right out.
That's I've heard of that. I think we've had people tell that.
Yeah,
story
I think because some of them, it just the pain is overwhelming.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And they just, especially if it's forceful, right? Like if he was heading in somewhere else at full force,
because I think you'd be fighting it at the time. You know, because you don't know your b-hole is designed to
keep out intruders as well as keep out intruders.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Designed to do what it does,
and it's strong,
and it's very strong. He's strong like bull.
Yes.
Yes.
TC. Hello, TC.
Hello.
Hi. What's your comment?
Crackle Barrel.
Crackle Barrel. Do you as well. What's your comment?
Well, my girlfriend at the time, we were on vacation on our motorcycle down in Missouri. We're from Michigan here. And it was pouring rain. We were trying to make it back to the hotel. We were getting up on the motorcycle, and I slipped, and we tipped the bike over. She flew off and actually broke her arm. So we had to find a clinic, and she had to ride all the way back to Michigan in a sling on the back of a motorcycle.
Listen, ladies on motorcycles, it sounds like a very, we've had three really bad injuries in just a couple of minutes, all involving
like,
ladies.
Can I fly home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to ride on a motorcycle. What's
and it's not as hot for him to be in a sidecar.
No, it's not.
Get in my sidecar.
Get in my sidecar.
No, it's not.
It's safer. It's worse for a man to be in a sidecar, but it is bad for a lady to be. Have you ever seen a lady riding a motorcycle with a man in a sidecar? I've never seen that in my life.
I'd call everybody I knew immediately. I'd be like, Lisa, John, listen, I got you on speaker. I'm looking at a lady in a sidecar right now. Can you believe it?
The only thing I'd ever put in a sidecar is like a bulldog.
That's all you can.
Like I'd have a motorcycle.
You're gonna say groceries.
Well, maybe. I mean, I guess groceries.
You could only have a bulldog.
Yeah, a bulldog would be cool.
Yeah, you get him little goggles.
Yes.
And a narrow
scarf. Exactly.
I know exactly what to do with that.
Yeah.
I found one picture.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Oh, geez.
That's
like a retro.
That's reversed too. It's like a lady driving it.
Oh. And there's a dog in there.
Yeah, there's an old.
Andy, did you ride in the sidecar?
I did. Yes, I was forced.
That's right, you were.
How was it? Was it comfortable?
It was one of the worst days of my life.
That was one of the worst. That's what I thought.
It was an older dude that was driving it. Yeah, I didn't know how long he had. It was
at his mercy.
There
huh?
was a twisty turnaround too during this ride. Was supposed to be like 10 minutes. I was
twisty,
in the side.
Twisty.
Yeah, and something happened, and I was in the sidecar for like 2 hours.
Oh my god.
And I had to pee.
Oh no.
I was like gonna pee in the sidecar.
Yeah, why not? It's not your
because he wouldn't stop. I was like, I gotta pee, awful. Man. It's one of the worst days of my life.
I
totally
forgot about that. Yeah,
everybody thought it'd be funny. Stick the fat man in the
sidecar. So that wasn't your idea then?
No.
Of course not.
And that was back before I had any sort of authority.
Yeah. Right.
Power. I was just so happy to be working.
Yeah. Just a job, you know?
There's photos taken of it.
Yeah, oh yeah, you can go back on Twitter.
Right.
You can find it Twitter. On the internet it lives. Thank you, Lisa.
And you had to almost, you had to pee real bad, right?
Sidecar.
Yeah. Side. Expression on his face in the photo.
Andy Green in the sidecar.
There it is! There it is! I found it immediately! I found it immediately!
Sorry, Andy.
That's a tight fit. It was a tight fit.
It's a smaller sidecar.
You did not look happy.
Yes.
Well, look what's happening to my balls there.
Yeah, they're being squished.
Oh,
they're being
man.
Real squished.
I'm going to have to retweet this. Yes. Andy in a sidecar. Twitter.com/DaveandChuck if you want to see it.
It's a bad day.
We'll put it back out there for you.
2014.
Wow, 2014, huh?
Wow, my God, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I totally remember that.
I was very
fat.
That
was nice of you to agree to do that.
To be in the sidecar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I'd agree to a lot back then.
Yeah.
A few more quick calls. We're talking about how you accidentally injured your lady or your guy. Reagan.
We've all had our own sidecar.
Hi, Reagan.
Hi.
So what was it?
So this was actually at Self Help Fest, like probably about like 3 years ago. And so we're pretty close to the stage. I was with my boyfriend at the time, and this guy just comes barreling through the crowd, and he was, like, huge. And he, like, throws me, like, into, like, four other people. I come crashing down, and I was
I was really mad. So I popped up and I just like hooked him in the jaw. And when he came and looked back, he went ahead and punched right like past my ear over my shoulder and just knocked my boyfriend out. Like just knocked him right out, got him straight in the nose. Completely ruined the rest of the festival.
Sure.
And we just ended up sitting on a bench with ice and some napkins to his nose for the rest of the night, and he was pretty pissed.
Well, yeah, it's one of the things, you know, if you end up with a fiery girl, you never know when they're going to get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
They start something, like she started something with a monster.
Right. Oh, no, not him.
Yeah, you're like, what are you doing?
Jesus.
And he was like, I'm not going to hit this girl, but oh, you look like the boyfriend.
Yeah.
You're dead.
I clearly tell any girl I'm with, like, hey. I'm a dying puss.
Yeah. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Don't pick a fight with that guy.
Don't go up to somebody who looks like the Big Show and start.
Right. They always pick the Big Show. Tim.
Support command, guys.
Support command.
So I dropped the motorcycle. No, I'm just kidding. I was walking through Boston Commons with my, at the time, future wife. And there's a huge flock of pigeons on the ground that people have seen. Mm-hmm. And as we started walking through them, they all started to take off. So me being the cool guy went to, like, try to catch one.
Oh.
And at the same time, my girlfriend at the time ducked down. So I basically ended up backhanding her as hard as I could right in the bridge of the nose in front of, like, you know, dozens of people.
Oh.
While trying to catch pigeons.
While trying to catch a disgusting
pigeon. Don't touch a pigeon.
Pigeons are gross.
No, so gross. Those flying rats.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I would have possibly done the same thing, but mine would have been out of fear. It would have been fleeing the pigeons away.
Oh, my
away.
God, yeah.
Yeah.
That's happened to me a couple of times where, you know, you're walking and all of a sudden the birds decide to leave.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you're caught in the middle of a bird storm.
Yeah.
Arms are flailing.
Birdnado. Like
you better hope that we're never walking through that Boston Commons area and there's a flock of birds there.
Oh, well, you better look out.
Get that phone out. Record right until I'm dead.
I've had like a bat fly by me real like close, and your reaction, you could hit somebody like pretty hard.
I know what you're saying. Like, it's like a, because it's just a defensive. It's like Dave, there's always a chance Dave's going to punch some old lady.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. There is.
Because he's very defensive and he strikes out.
He's got his defense. Tall, so luckily it's over them mostly, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably taking massive swings right over old lady's head.
One more here. Almost chopped off my lady's pinky toe with the door when we were horsing around.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to keep her out of the room. I didn't realize her pinky toe was caught between the door and the door jamb, and I kept shoving the door.
Come on,
until I heard a faint whimpering on the other side of the door.
Jesus. There's nothing to a pinky toe.
No. When I broke mine, it was...
Ouch. It's the most useless.
Yeah, didn't take much to break it.
No. No.
But her, like,
he was like, this thing is...
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.